From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, out in support of a new record called From Where I Started, is Sarah Cahoon. Hello and welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Great.
It's a little early in the morning for a radio thing.
Bit.
I appreciate you
it
being
is.
Here. Well, before I hear you guys play, let's talk a little bit about your background. You grew up in Colorado,
yes.
Right? What was it? But you are now a Seattleite,
Pacific
Northwest. What was it that originally drew you to Seattle? It wasn't music, if I understand correctly.
I managed a skateboard shop out in Colorado, and they wanted to open one out in Washington. So I moved to month later.
Was that your vibe? Were you a skater?
Yeah. I was a big snowboarder, a big skateboarder. And I mean, I stopped doing that for a long time now, but, and music, just like a nice change of scenery. I was like, I'm going to move. Yes, absolutely.
Trying to play guitar and being a snowboarder, sometimes those do not go
well.
I stopped.
Wrist
casts and things like that.
Yeah.
How long have you been in Seattle now?
Since 98. So quite a long time.
How would you say it has changed in the time that you've been there?
A lot.
Yeah? In what ways?
Well, especially the last 3 years, I would say. You know, they're knocking down beautiful buildings and putting up not beautiful buildings. I mean, I love Seattle, but, you know, it's being kind of like, it's just getting crazy up there. Everyone's moving there, you know. It still has a great vibe, but it's definitely getting a little crazy up there.
How about the music scene? I mean, we've had Alan Stone's
great.
Been in, Noah Gunderson, who's actually from Centralia, I think, but kind of the Seattle scene, Pickwick.
Seattle scene's great. I mean, I love the music up there and like the support. I mean, that's why I've stayed for so long, especially.
What kind of music is the burgeoning new sound of Seattle, would you say?
I think that's really hard to say. It's pretty diverse. I mean, there's just so many different kinds of bands going on up there that I don't think there's one specific band. I would say.
Well, speaking of your music, we probably know you originally from the drum work on Band of Horses record and that sort of indie rock sound. But from your solo records, it's much more of a singer songwriter vibe. Yet it's maybe interesting to learn that classic country is really your vibe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a drummer, I started playing drums when I was 12, and I played in a lot of like heavy metal bands and indie bands and rock bands, and so that's definitely in me a lot. But I mean, I love classic country and classic blues, and that's kind of, I like to write really somber music, so that's kind of.
Some of that classic country does not have the most interesting drum track.
No.
Right? Some of it's just so simple.
But that's what's so great about it, you know? Like, I love that. I love the simplicity of drummers sometimes, because it's a lot of drummers don't do it as much,
right.
I think.
Sarah Cahoon is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Her newest record is called From Where I Started. Sarah, who have you brought in to join you today?
This is Alex Guy.
Hello, Alex. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you.
What do you guys want to play first?
The song is called Better Woman.
Chased you half a mile down on the roadside. I know you've tried to make me understand that I treat you less than kind. The dog's on the couch by the fireplace. Ooh.
That is Sarah Cahoon live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called From Where I Started, sarahcahoon.com for information. Well, Sarah, you started off on drums. Yep. You have obviously made the migration to guitar and to songwriting. You have described yourself as being a pretty shy person. I would imagine it was easier to be in the back at the kit.
Yes.
When did the songs start arriving, and what came first, the desire to finally be out front or the songs?
I think, being in the background, I still sometimes just want to be a drummer, but I mean, I am a drummer, but like it is definitely, it took quite a long time for me to be out in front of everyone hearing what I'm saying and singing. But I think that the songs came because, you know, on drums, there's only a certain amount that you could totally do, you know, and I just wanted to do more and be more creative. So the songs definitely started to come. And when I moved to Seattle, I actually didn't even bring my drums. I just brought my guitar, and I wanted to like force myself, like I did open mics, and just force myself to get comfortable playing in front of people. Mm.
You do have a tendency to reveal quite a bit in your songs, though.
Yeah, they're a little, you know,
like can, that's in 3 to 4 minute chunks, you will reveal your insides to the world.
Yeah, it gets a little weird sometimes, but
I mean, not to delve too far outside of the conversation about you and your music, but there have also been both good and bad things in your life outside of music that have thrust you into the public eye.
Right.
Was that super difficult to deal with? Or did you just roll with it?
I just roll with it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, either good or bad.
How about now? Are you now back retreating into the shadows a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah? Does it feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I feel comfortable. I feel good.
So these songs, some of them have now been with you more than a decade, I'm guessing, right? The songs that you have been penning with your guitar. Mm-hmm. Have the meanings of them or your relationship to those songs changed over time with as personal as many of them are?
Yeah, I think that you get to a certain point where some songs you really like to sing, like live, sometimes I just don't really enjoy them very much. But you know, one of my very first songs called Couch Song that's like one of my favorite songs to play, and I wrote that.
You don't enjoy them as songs or the content of the lyrics? Like you don't enjoy telling that story?
Yeah, both. A little bit of both. It's not like it's like I can't do it from a personal thing. It's just more like I don't think they come across as well live, or you know.
There are probably songs that have come and gone from your set list.
Yeah, sometimes they get a little by. Like I'm just kind of like, I don't really want to play that song anymore.
Mm-hmm. On this record, you did play drums, though, right?
Yeah.
Rather than just simply assembling a band, what was important to you about being that rhythm anchor?
Well, my very first record that I put out in 2006, I pieced that together. I did all the drums for that. I self-released it. I did it very similar to this record. The last two records I've done with Sub Pop, I had a band, and I don't know, I do a lot of recording at home, and I do all the drums at home, and I was just very sensitive with this record. I really wanted to keep it to myself in these ways, and I know I wanted to do all the drums. It's just something I just wanted to do.
Yeah. Sarah Cahoon is my guest today live on JPR, and she's here in the studio with Alex Guy on fiddles and harmony vocals. What do you guys want to do next?
Up to Me, it's called. Wanna be your garden? Let's plant some flowers. We'll scatter seeds out in time. I wanna be a honeybee and make you honey, but it's not really up to me. Sidewalk, I'll take you everywhere. We'll travel around this world a million times. I want to be a one and you one and only, but it's not really up to me. I want to give you everything a girl could ever give.
That is beautiful. Sarah Cahoon is playing live for us today in the JPR studios with help from Alex Guy. Her new record is called From Where I Started, sarahcahoon.com. Sarah, one of the things that we typically see on records that come from that singer-songwriter genre is that subsequent records get bigger and bigger and bigger, more forces, bigger sound. All of a sudden there are drums where there weren't drums. When you are putting together a band to make a record now, and you then are planning to go out on tour, and you're obviously not going to be out front singing and playing the guitar and playing drums at the same time, that's probably got to be a difficult choice to determine who is going to be the Sarah Cahoon on the drums, right?
I think that is the most difficult thing for sure.
Yeah.
I've played with great people. I feel like I have found my drummer, like, definitely. Like, he plays very similar, and he's amazing.
And do you let him come up with his approach to the songs, or do you want him to follow the groove that you had in your head initially?
I'm pretty, like, want it pretty similar.
Yeah?
Yeah, but, you know, he could add his little bit of flavor, of course, but...
He also has to dress like her at the shows, though.
Yeah.
Which is what? What is the stage attire for you?
Oh, geez, I don't know. You never know.
You know. That's your sweatshirt.
Something, I would imagine, something that's not particularly flashy.
No.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of full band, when you are out on tour now, it is a band, full band. Tell me who is in the band currently and who's with you.
I have Jason Cardong. He plays pedal steel. He's on all of my records. And Aaron O'Neill is playing drums. Jonas Haskin is playing bass, who's played on almost all my records. And Alex Guy over here that plays keys and fiddle.
And are they all Seattleites?
Yes.
Pacific Northwest?
Yep.
All right. Well, the new record is fantastic.
Thank you very much. We have had it since,
I believe, March of this year. So
Thank you for playing.
More than so. Oh, absolutely. It's called From Where I Started. Sarah Cahoon is my guest live in the studio with Alex Guy. And you guys have one more for us?
Yes.
What do you want to wrap up with today?
The song is called Dusty Lungs. Nothing but the very young. No one's ever gonna have you for dead. So if you got one more day, your love is nothing but the very young. No one's ever gonna have you for dead. Thank you.
That is Sarah Cahoon playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record is called From Where I Started. Information on it and on her is at sarahcahoon.com. That is spelled C-A-H-O-O-N-E. Before I let you go, you have talked about how the songwriting process tends to be a little meandering. Like you get distracted.
Yeah.
What do you get distracted by? What is that thing that draws you away from focusing on making music?
I think it's just my focus goes all. I get a little bit scatterbrained, and then I want to do something else, and then I don't like what I have going on, and then I want to like go do something else, and then I forget about that song, and so I just get a little scatterbrained, and I get frustrated really easily, so that will make me want to put it away for a while.
Do the songs come relatively easy, or do you have to hack away at
them? No, I feel like the guitar and the melody and singing comes quickly. The lyrics take me quite a while, so that gets a little difficult, mainly. That's the main thing, yeah.
Well, I'm really glad you could drop by here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, and play on the radio for the Reading audience.
Yeah, right? I love it.
Sarah Cahoon is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio.